This is Negi speaking. As usual, I would like to go over the second quarter results. We have the results of the first half available as well, but I would like to focus upon the numbers of the second quarter. Now, as for the actual result, we have a 3% increase in net sales at 27,807,000,000, and operating income 11% increase at 7,119,000,000 yen. Because of the low yen last year, there were FX gains, and also there were the securities sold of affiliated companies. And so therefore, in the ordinary income basis, we are down this fiscal year. And also, when it comes to the sales before the deferred, before adjusting deferred revenue, we're up by 4%. And if we also look at FX, with the same exchange, foreign exchange rate as the previous year, would be plus 2%. We don't have the outlook for the quarter, but in regard to what the situation is for the quarter, if you look at the upper right-hand side, then you can see the forecast for the full fiscal year. And then, after two quarters have finished, when we look at the current situation, there's the blue and the red line shows the results of the previous year. And so we can see that we're going more or less according to our forecast, or slightly above our forecast numbers in terms of the operating income. And it's 49% of last fiscal year's net sales that was achieved in the first half. And we have also achieved 49% this year. So we're going according to our forecast. And it was 47% last year, 53% this year when it comes to the progress of forecast. And as mentioned in the first quarter, among the factors for the profits, there were two factors in place. One was the increase in the consumption tax. We anticipated a prior demand, and also there was the situation of the end of life of XP. And those were the two factors that we looked into. And also, when we looked at the R&D expenses, there was a contribution to profits, but there is going to be a burden imposed on the second half in this regard. And also, during the holiday season, there is going to be demand for PCs, but in the first quarter and second quarter, there may be some demand that was already occurring beforehand, so that we may not be able to expect much for the second half. But later on, in regard to the annual forecast, we'll be talking about this. But we will not be making any revisions in our annual forecast. These are numbers in dollar-denominated terms. No particular point to raise here. And these are the sales by region. And if we look at the impact, we see the biggest impact, minus 6% of North America. The others are positive numbers. Minus 6% in North America is going to be explained later on in regard to reasons, and this is the impact of FX. It's plus 600 million yen impact. And if we look at this with the same exchange rate in place, then this would have been the transition. And this is by segment. As already mentioned, in regard to what is taking place in North America, this is the easiest to understand. The consumer sales is down by 14%, and this is a double digit decrease. Meanwhile, for the enterprise market, it's plus 6%. And when it comes to this quarter's highlights, for the consumer market, we have seen a decrease. But for the enterprise market, there's a slight increase in terms of revenues. And the driving force for us is the cloud-related products. And Eva Chen's presentation will touch upon this, but we have also acquired new customers very steadily. And this is the net sales of cloud-related business. It may be that plus 16% may be considered low, but we're having a better customer acquisition, and so therefore, we believe that we can expect further expansion in sales from those new customers. As for the share by region, there's not much difference here. And these are the pre-GAAP numbers. And this is in yen-denominated terms, but if we have the FX impact, we do not see major changes, as mentioned in North America. Although there is a decrease in the consumer, but in a pre-gap basis, there is an increase. And so it's minus 6% and minus 1% respectively on a post-gap basis. So the pre-gap is slightly better than the post-gap numbers. And this is the deferred revenues. I have no comment in this regard to make at this particular point. And there's nothing to comment here either. Meanwhile, the portion that you're interested in is probably this, the cost structure. And if we look at this on a quarterly basis, there's no special change. The biggest change is the yellow portion. And this is the salaries. And there's an increase by 700 million this quarter. And as for there's the fluctuating portion of the salaries that impact this. And in the first quarter and the third quarter, this lower numbers and the amounts are higher in the second and fourth quarters. And so we have those two numbers. However, there is not much difference in the other numbers. We have the situation of assets and so on that causes a negative result. But then there is nothing, though, in particular to comment. And as for what fluctuates, there are two factors for this. On a pre-gap basis, operating income has increased, and also the stock prices have increased. And so we have those two indicators used for the calculations so that we have seen a growth in the first half. And so therefore we have seen increases in this particular expense item. And in this regard, most likely this will go down next quarter. It depends on the stock prices. If the stock prices are expected to remain flat as then, we have the current annual forecast with that in mind.
So you can see the pre-gap versus total cost, and this is cash flow. Nothing particular to comment on this slide. No major change in headcount, approximately 5,200. And nothing to comment about the non-operating items either. And for the balance sheet, you can see the numbers indicated. Moving on to the highlights. Eva will talk about this in her presentation, but there's been a recovery in the enterprise business, and hopefully we can expect something for the second half. I don't know if this should be called a highlight, but in the first quarter, we had some concerns about the last-minute demand pre-tax hike. But there was no big impact, so we have decided to include this in the highlights. And the strategic products are showing continual growth. Moving on to lowlights, consumer business. Quite honestly, during the second half, we don't expect any changes or any particular growth. And if the business is not very profitable, our logic is not to focus on that too much. So we expect to see the same double-digit decline. And generally speaking, price pressure continues to be severe. So this has not really changed. Moving on to the six-month result. These are just aggregates of our first half, second half. So I don't think there's anything particular to comment on these first few slides. And this is the annual forecast. Again, no change from before. As I mentioned earlier, you may think that this is somewhat conservative, but some of the demand may have shifted from the second half to first half regarding the consumer market in Japan. So we need to see the impact of that in the third quarter and make the decision. So for the time being, we want to keep the annual forecast as is and change. So that's all from me. But during the Q&A, I would like to provide some more additional explanations. Thank you very much for your kind attention.